It is time for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Adam Johnson. Adam, how are you doing today? Thanks for your time.
I couldn't be better right now.
It's great chatting with you. I want to ask you, it's an exciting time. You have a brand new song out called Back Again. I love this tune. It is a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one, kind of how this one came to be written?
Yeah, so this one came about, I've been working on it for a while. I think I wrote it kind of 2021, early spring, maybe a little earlier than that. And it was kind of from a story, like, back a couple years ago. I'd broken up with a girlfriend, and then, like, a couple months later, like, the weather started to get nicer and stuff. And I kind of realized my favorite pair of sunglasses were missing. And I figured, like, well, the only place they could be is I must have left them in the glove box of her car or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I came up with the idea for the song.
I love it. I love it. I love how it came from a real experience, and it is a great tune. And so did you kind of have the idea? And when you kind of came up with this idea, did this song kind of come together fairly quickly? Did it take a once you actually had the idea, did it take a few months to write, or did it come together pretty quickly?
The actual core of the song, I thought, came together pretty quickly. Like, I was kind of doing, like, it was right after I released my first single, and I was doing kind of like a writing blitz, trying to come up with different songs and all that.
Yeah.
And like, what I wanted to do is I wanted to write kind of like a fun, cheeky, like, breakup kind of song. Like, I kind of had in my brain like songs like Drunk on a Plane.
Yeah.
Where it's like kind of looking at the situation from a different perspective. And
mm-hmm.
once I kind of had the idea, I want it to be kind of a fun, like, boppy song. And I think I kind of accomplished that. But then the actual, like, production of it ended up taking a really long time, just because for whatever reason, like, we tried a few different times, we just couldn't get guitars right and stuff. And then
mm-hmm.
finally we got Scott Patrick came out and did a awesome job on it. And I wanted to have that
more
like rock sound. So, like, a lot of, like, the songs I was kind of looking at were, like, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses
yeah.
and stuff like that. So,
right.
Yeah, I was really happy how it turned out at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's an upbeat song, but from a real emotional kind of looking at things, as kind of certain items like that can remind you of relationships, and you want those sunglasses back. I get it. It's awesome. It's a great tune. Again, your brand new one called Back Again, joined on the phone by Adam Johnson. And what's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you playing some live shows? What's kind of the rest of 2022 looking like for you?
Well, I just kind of got through my busy summer stretch here. I had, over the last couple of weeks, I had like four or five shows in 9 days there.
Oh, wow. So you're resting then.
Yeah. I'm kind of sitting between here. I'm hoping to get back into the studio soon, but I don't have any projects planned for the next little while, because I just, with Back Again, I released my debut EP. So everything I've released so far is on, like, one kind of nice, neat place to listen to
yeah.
everything. And for the next little while, I have a little time off. I'm hoping to maybe get a show going over September long. I've been talking about doing that. That would be up, like, the Lakelands area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have anything else booked until the CCMAs are in Calgary this year.
Yeah.
And I'll be playing a show in Calgary during them with Seroma Entertainment on their Diamonds in the Rough stage.
Oh, that would be good. So
yeah.
Have you, because Diamonds in the Rough, it's good that you mentioned Calgary. I'm looking forward to it. It's coming up again under a month now, the beginning of September. And Diamonds in the Rough is always one of my favorite events to attend. I haven't been to the CCMA's last few years, obviously, with everything that was going on in the world. And now it looks like it's back and bigger than ever. And have you played Diamonds in the Rough before? Have you attended? Have you kind of been to that Diamonds in the Rough previous years or no?
No. So I actually just started, like, my country career, like, pretty recently. Like, it wasn't until 2021 that I started, like, doing shows
gotcha.
And stuff country-wise. So
yeah.
This is actually going to be my first, like, award show that I'll be attending or, like, playing around, because obviously with the pandemic and stuff, and then the SCMAs have all been virtual.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to experience my first award show as an artist here. So
Oh, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun there in Calgary for sure. And before I let you go, Adam, I'm curious, when you're playing a song for the first time, let's say you're playing Back Again for the first time, or one of the first few times, or any of the songs from your EP, what are kind of those emotions like? Are you nervous? Have you ever gotten to the point where maybe you forget a lyric or two? What are those kind of emotions like, is playing a brand new song for the first time?
Well, the one thing I always try to do is I always like to test the songs out before I release them. So once I have
Okay.
like a full idea of the song, it's usually acoustic stuff. I play it just to kind of get a feel for the crowd and how
Yeah.
much people enjoy it and stuff. And I can say it's like a little nerve-wracking because like I'm always excited to play it. So maybe I haven't like practiced it and gotten to know it as well as I should have before playing it. So that can get a little scary. But
Yeah.
then once the song actually comes out, I think it's more so just exciting because now you know people know the song and sometimes you'll see
Yeah.
people singing along to it and stuff. So I think once it's out, it's more so exciting than it is nerve-wracking.
For sure. I love it. I love it. Again, it's a great song. Congratulations on the new song, the new EP, and I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best, and maybe we'll catch up in Calgary. Thanks so much for your time, Adam.
For sure. Have a great day.